This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's not likely immigration policy is going to be a big national issue in November. Congress and the White House agreed to disagree on that one a couple of years ago. Locally, though, it's much more of a concern, depending on, of course, on where you are. We took you up to Napa Valley last fall to examine the gap between rich and poor in California's wine-growing region. Latinos are soon going to be the majority there. And while locals debate the cost of immigration, a new report offers some food for thought, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains.
Immigrants contribute about $1 billion to Napa County's $7 billion economy. That's one figure from a report on the fiscal impact of immigration in the area. Terrence Mulligan with the Napa Valley Community Foundation commissioned the study.
We wanted to bring some facts to the table and disprove some misconceptions.
Mulligan hears people say things like immigrants are a burden on social services, but the economic evidence suggests otherwise.
What we spend in Napa County on services to immigrants and their children is proportional to their share of population in public health and public benefits.
Another complaint, immigrants don't pay their fair share of taxes. That's false, says Randy Capps, a senior policy analyst with the Migration Policy Institute. He conducted the study.
They pay state and local taxes roughly in proportion to their population.
The fiscal impact of immigration is lower, the report found, because local employers often pay for health insurance, even for agricultural workers.
Having private health insurance coverage lowers the public health care costs quite a bit.
There is one area where the report found that the children of Hispanic immigrants use a disproportionate amount of services: public education. But CAP says it's important to invest in those students since they represent the area's future workforce. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.